Mike Fasano is a Republican state senator.
Representing Pasco, Pinellas, Hernando, and Citrus counties in the state of Florida.
A few months back, Fasano had a pretty simple public records request about some investments.
It was investments that were made by the State Board of Administration.
That's the state agency that oversees more than $100 billion in pensions and other public funds. Fasano was trying to figure out why the board invested a bunch of money into this one particular hedge fund. He thought, that's a public record.
And at the time, we just thought it would be extremely easy and quick to get.
So Fasano sends off a request, and pretty quickly he gets an email response. He opens it up. He calls his staff into his office to look at this.
Just it was so shocking to us that my staff and I looked at each other in almost a laughable stage saying, they've got to be joking. This can't be correct.
Senator Fasano ran head-on into some of the reasons the state integrity investigation gives Florida a D for public access to information. That's D as in downright bad. The email Fasano was looking at basically said that answering his question would take months and that Fasano would have to pay a small fortune to cover the labor costs, more than $10,000. The incident shows that despite Florida's reputation as an oasis of open information, there are major weaknesses with the state's public records law.
Probably the average citizen thought, gosh, if a state senator can't get some simple information, then how would we ever be able to get a question answered by a state agency?
Yeah, they do it to sitting senators.
Florence Snyder is a longtime media lawyer.
And if they do it to sitting senators, you can imagine what they do to the press.
Snyder says she's definitely seen a shift in the past two decades. The government agencies used to have lawyers who made information easier to access, as opposed to now, when it seems the lawyers and PR people find ways to drag their feet. Snyder says it goes on because there's nothing really to stop it.
People are going to speed if they aren't worried about cops hiding behind the billboard to write you a ticket. Well, a public official getting ticketed for obstructing a soccer mom in her pursuit of information about how the bake sale money got spent stands a high likelihood of not getting caught.
By far the biggest reason Florida earned a D in the investigation is that the state doesn't have a full-time agency to enforce the public records law. The closest that Florida comes is the Attorney General's Open Government Office. It can help mediate public records disputes, but it can't initiate investigations or impose penalties for public records violations. Pat Gleason heads up that office and stands behind Florida's process.
I'm surprised that our rating would have been that low. There are always areas where we can improve, but I think that overall, the laws in this state reflect a commitment to the importance of public access.
Gleason says Florida's laws are still some of the best in the country. Mike Fasano, the senator who put in the public records request, doesn't necessarily agree. He had to raise a ruckus, but he did manage to get the documents he wanted without paying $10,000. When they arrived, though, he learned something else about the Florida public records law. There are a lot of exemptions. He still doesn't know why Florida invested in the hedge fund, because so much of the information in the documents was blacked out. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.